Sachet Kelim Parachavav Mishnah Gimel Kaf like they kaitzim Tahira. The kaf, the piece of leather that is worn by those that gather thorns, is Tahira. It's not considered a beged, and it's not Makabel Tumah. A kaf is a piece of leather that is put on the palm of the hand. It doesn't cover the entire hand, just the palm. It protects the hand from being pricked by thorns. It's not Makabel Tumah, as it's not considered a beged, since it protects just the palm. It doesn't go around the whole hand, so therefore, it's not Makabel Tumah. Hazayin v'habarkyar Tumah. The zayin, which is a leather belt, and a barkyar, which are leather knee pads used to protect workers who lean frequently on their knees, these are considered begadim, they are kalim, and therefore they are makabel tumah. V'ashevalin tumah. Shevalin are leather armbands. They're put around the arm in order to hold sleeves in place. Sometimes workers have very wide sleeves, and in order that the sleeves don't get in their way while they work, they put on these armbands to hold the sleeves in place. These armbands are considered a beged, they are a kli, and therefore they are makabel tumah. Leather headbands that are put around the forehead are tar. They're not considered a beged, and therefore they're not makabel tumah. They're just there to protect the forehead, so therefore it's not a kli. The whole base that's exposed to her is chutz mishal kayasim b'pnei shehi mekabeles eso. All base that's exposed are tahiros. These are pieces of leather that are put around the finger. They don't cover the entire hand, just the finger, so therefore it's not considered a beged, and it's tar. With the exception of basis bows that is used by kayasim, people that gather thorns. The basis bows that's used by kayasim are makabel tumah because they use the basis bows in order to put inside of it the og. An og is red berries growing a bush. And sometimes when they gather thorns and they see the og, they gather up the og and they store them in the basis bows. So therefore, it's considered a kli since the og is stored in them. Nikra, a main of a kabel, says rova og tahara. If the base exposed of the kayatsim have torn, if now that they're torn, they no longer are able to be makabel most of an og, you can't put the og inside of them anymore, so therefore they're no longer considered a kli and they are torn. Sadat Kelim Parachavav Mishnah Dal Sando Shenitzaka Achas Me'aznav Utikna Tamei Medr. A sandal that had become Tamei Medr, so Zavar Nida had walked with it, so the sandal is now an Avatuma. And then one of the ears had broken off and was subsequently repaired. The sandal continues to be Tamei Medrash. A sandal has two ears, pieces of leather on the side of the foot, one piece of leather on each side of the foot. And the sandal is fit to be used even though one of the ears had broken off, as long as the ear on the other side of the foot is still intact. So therefore, a sandal that had become Tamei Medrash and one of the ears broke off, since the other ear is intact, the sandal continues to be Tamei Medrash. It would not become tar since it can still be used. Now, the Mishnah said that the ear was repaired, but the truth is that even if the ear is not repaired, it continues to be Tamei Medr since it could be used without that ear. The reason why the Mishnah said that the ear was repaired is in order that we would better understand the case that's coming up in the Mishnah. Nifzika shnia utikna tar min ha-medris avotamei maga medr. This sandal that had become Tamei Medr, and the first ear had broken off and was subsequently repaired. And after the first ear was repaired, the second ear also broke off. The piece of leather on the other side of the foot had also broken off and was repaired by taking a different piece of leather and attaching it to the sandal. The sandal is no longer Tamei Medrash. It is now Tahar Min HaMedrash, but it would be Tamei Maga Medrash. It's no longer an Avatuma, but it would be a regional Tuma. And this sandal had become an Avatuma and a Zavar Zavar walked with it. And then when one ear broke off, it continued to be Tamei Medrash since it's fit to be used with the other ear that's still intact. And after the ear that broke off was repaired, the ear on the other side of the foot also broke off and was repaired. Even though at no point at all was the sandal without both ears, meaning each ear broke off separately and was repaired before the other ear broke, even so, the sandal is no longer Tamei Medrash. It had become tar from the Medrash. It's only a Maga Medrash, a Rishon Lutuma. The reason being is that since both ears broke off, even though they did not break off at the same time, and each time the ear broke, we had to take a different piece of leather and attach it to the sandal. So now that both ears have been repaired with different pieces of leather, this is not considered the same shoe as the shoe that had become Tamei Medrash. Panim Chadashim Bolakan. This is a totally new shoe. So therefore, it no longer has the Tumah that the original shoe had when the Zavar Zavar walked with it. So therefore, Tamei Medrash is no longer an Ava Tumah, but it is Tamei Maga Medrash. It's a Rishon LeTumah. As when the first ear had broken off and we took a new piece of leather to replace it, that new piece of leather, when we started attaching it to the shoe, since the shoe continues to become a mattress when the first ear broke off, that new piece of leather, when it came into contact with the shoe, became a maga mattress, something that came into contact with the mattress, is a maga mattress, a rishon latuma. So that piece of leather was a rishon latuma. And then when the second ear subsequently broke off, so now the shoe is no longer tamei medrash, but that original piece of leather that was replacement for the first ear was a rishon latuma and came into contact with the shoe originally and continued to be a rishon latuma. So now that the shoe is no longer tamei medrash since both ears broke off, but it's a rishon latuma, it's maga medrash since there's a piece of leather attached to the shoe, that the rishon latuma, the entire shoe will become a rishon latuma since there's a piece of leather attached to it, which is a rishon latuma. Lo hispik l'takin et rishonya. But if the second ear broke off before we had a chance to replace the first ear that had broken off, so now both ears are broken off at the very same time, in such a case, the sandal is entirely tar, it's not even maga medrash. Since both ears are broken off at the same time and the sandal is no longer fit to be used, so it's not considered a kli at all, so all tumos that it had are gone, even the tuma of maga medrash. And when the sandal is repaired, it's a new sandal that will not have the tuma that it had originally. It would only be makabel tuma mikanu lahaba, only if it came into contact with something that's tame after it was repaired would it become tame, but the original tumas are gone. Nifzak ikvo nito chotmo oshenechlak lishnayim tar. If the akev of the sandal had broken off, the akev is a piece of leather that gives support to the back of the foot, and it broke off, the sandal is no longer fit to be used, so therefore it's tar. Or if the chotem was broken off from the sandal, the chotem is a piece of leather by the toes. Again, in such a case, the sandal would no longer fit to be used, so therefore, it would no longer be makabel tuma. Or, if the piece of leather by the toes didn't break off, but it split into two, in such a case, again, the sandal cannot be used, so therefore, its tar is no longer considered a kli. Sulayim shenifzak mikol makom tar. Sulayim, which is an open sandal, it's mostly just a piece of leather on the bottom of the foot, there's very little leather on the side and on the top of the foot. This sulayim, any part of it that breaks off, would render the sulayim useless and it would be tar. It would no longer be fit to be used, so therefore it would not be makabel tuma. As the sulayim, since it has very little leather on the sides and on the top of the foot, so even a little piece that broke off from the sulayim would render it unfit to be used and it would no longer be makabel tuma. Minol shen nifchas. Imeinu makabel es rov haregel tar. A shoe that had become worn out, if it no longer is makabel most of the regel, it's tar. If it doesn't cover most of the foot anymore, it's no longer considered a kli, it's not fit to be used, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Minal sha'ala emus. Rabbi Eliezer mitar, bechachamim mitamim. A brand new shoe that's still on the emus. The emus is a kli on which the shoe is made. The emus is put inside the shoe, and when the uman is working on the shoe, it has the emus inside of it. He works on the shoe around the emus. And this shoe, even though it's been finished, it has not been taken off the amos yet. Rabbi Eliezer said the shoe is not yet makabel tuma, it's tar. It's not considered a finished shoe since the umma did not yet take it off the amos. While the chachamim are mitame the shoe, they say that even though it had not been taken off the amos yet, since the shoe had been completed, anybody can take it off the amos. It's considered a completed product. It would be a kli, and it's makabel tuma. Kol hamasoi tzuros tahoros. Chut mishar avon. All water skins that were punctured, had a hole in it, and it was repaired by tying a knot where the hole was, they're tahara, they're not makabel tuma. Even though it was repaired with a knot, that's not considered a sufficient repair since it could be easily untied, so therefore, it's tar, it's not makabel tuma, with the exception of chamasas that are used by Arvayim, by Arabs. When they tie a knot to a punctured chamas, they tie a knot that's very difficult to untie, so therefore, theirs would be makabel tuma, would be considered a sufficient repair to the hole that was punctured in the chamas. Rabbi Meir, I meir, tzur shah tahira, tzur oilam tameir. Rabbi Meir said, it does not depend on whether the knot that was tied by the hole was a knot that's difficult or not so difficult to untie. It depends on what your das was when you tied the knot there. If you tied the knot as a temporary repair, then the chamas is tar. It would not be considered a kli until it had a permanent repair to the hole. But if you tied the knot as a permanent repair to the hole, then it would be considered a kli. It would be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yosi Aymer kol chamasay tzuros tahoros. Rabbi Yosi said, all chamasas that had a hole punctured in them and it was repaired by tying a knot are tar. They're not makabel tuma. It doesn't make a difference whether the knot was difficult or not so difficult to untie, or whether you had in mind that it would be a permanent repair or a temporary repair. In all cases, to tie a knot where the hole was punctured is not considered a sufficient repair, and the Chametz Tzar is not makabel tumah.